Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hey, I'm Anne.
And I'm Kendra, and you are listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. We are so glad to have you. This is a show for couples who struggle with infertility, miscarriage, or adoption. However God is building and growing your family, we want to walk with you and encourage you to cling to Christ. You can find us on all of the platforms that podcasts found. We're on YouTube and Facebook as well. Come join us, be a part of the community. And if you have any specific prayer requests, Anne and I love to pray over those. So you can send those to Hannah's Heart at afa.net.
That's right. So today, if you're watching, you can see that we have a special guest in studio with
returning.
That's right. You weren't on video last time, now we've updated on video. But you need to go check out her and her husband's story. They are actually our pastor and his wife, Matt and Andrea Powell, at First Baptist Tupelo. Well, they have a four-part series, so they have a wonderfully hard but amazing story of faith and desiring and longing and all the things that you definitely need to go check out on either YouTube or Facebook or the Hannah's Heart podcast page on afr.net.
Yeah, just to summarize her story, I think you touch on every topic that we talk about on Hannah's Heart, like child loss and a miscarriage. And so you definitely have been to the pit, and you've earned the right to encourage couples. Yeah. Although today's topic is a little bit different than what we normally talk about, right, Anne?
Yeah. So today, I was honestly a little hesitant to have what we're going to talk about today on, because we've talked about Parkgate multiple times, and I've been like, how do we introduce Parkgate Pregnancy Center to an infertility podcast?
Because it seems like, it's not even in our wheelhouse.
Why would you cover that? Right. Because a pregnancy center, you know, deals with women who are not exactly wanting
unexpected
a pregnancy sometimes. Unplanned. Yeah, yeah. And that is not everyone that comes to y'all.
Correct.
But a lot of what you see every day is younger girls or women who are like, I wasn't expecting this right now.
Right.
And so we're talking to women who have been desiring a baby for years or have lost a baby and have miscarriages. And so I know I struggled. I actually worked at Parkgate at the time. And there was a girl who came in one day, I won't mention the age, younger than 15, and she was pregnant, and she knew she was not keeping that baby, and I just wept because what she didn't know, I was longing for a baby so bad, and I just wanted to grab her and be like, just have the baby, and I will take the baby. Like, I will do whatever you need me to do. And so as someone struggling with infertility at the time, working at a pregnancy center, it was really, really hard.
It can be triggering, and it can cause feelings of even anger.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think what's interesting about us, the reason we decided to do this topic is because we think that this can be healing for couples.
For sure.
I think there's something powerful about sowing when you feel that you are empty into somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we talk about how God uses whatever trial it is that you're facing to conform you to the image of Jesus.
Right.
But for one woman, that might be not having a child is that tool that God uses to lead her and push her closer to Jesus. For a different woman, that tool might be an unexpected pregnancy of, Lord, how can I do this? I can't imagine my life. How am I going to do this? He might use that child to help draw her closer to Christ. And
that's
so God never works the same way twice.
Right. And He never makes mistakes. These babies that we're going to talk about numbers today are never, ever mistakes. And
that's
so us that a lot of our listeners profess to be Christians. And so if you're a Christian, you mm-hmm. care about life.
Right.
No matter if you're struggling to produce life mm-hmm. or right. not, we care about these souls that we're talking about
and
today.
If you are struggling with that jealousy of other women being able to easily conceive, what better way to help process through those wrongly aligned feelings than by selflessly helping others?
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's a good perspective. But
that's beautiful.
All right. So after saying all of that, let's get started talking about Parkgate, because okay. you, my friend, are now the executive director of Parkgate.
Yes.
And if you've heard her story, she has many children at home. So
a lot of children, yes.
And in my mind, many. I know people have more. But how you are an executive director of a pregnancy center here that stays very busy, and you're a pastor's wife, like that's a whole like another realm of a situation.
It is.
And then you have multiple children, age ranging 16
to two.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
A lot.
Yeah. And you always look put together.
So. Oh, well, you're super sweet.
But how you do it all, I'm very interested and just encouraged and inspired by you for sure. And I know you didn't come today to talk
Absolutely.
About you,
yeah.
but I just needed to say that because I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So sweet.
But so let's get started talking about
yes.
Parkgate. So what all do you offer? You offer lots of things.
We do. We offer a lot of different services at Parkgate, and everything that we have at Parkgate Pregnancy Clinic, also called Pregnancy Services for mm-hmm. our clients that come in, will be anything from pregnancy tests, and everything is free.
Yes.
I do need to make that point. Yes. We are a nonprofit, so we are fully funded by the community, and everything that we offer to these girls is completely free, which is a blessing. It's a way mm-hmm. to show the love of Jesus from the get-go,
right.
that we care about life and we care about them, and we want to offer them something that they do not have to do anything for. It's a
right.
free gift. So we do pregnancy testing, we do ultrasounds, we have parenting classes, and those are for first-time moms.
Okay.
So when they come in, they can sign up for those. It's an 8-week course, and we can talk about that more in a minute.
I might need to sign up.
I could still use parenting classes, and I'm 6 kids in. So we have a one-by-one mentoring program, post-abortion counseling, and Empower classes.
Yeah.
We also have a baby closet.
Break down Empower, because not everybody knows what
yes.
that is.
Okay, so back in the day, it would have been called something different, but now we do sexual risk avoidance classes within the school setting, and it is called the Empower program. So our
That's
goal
right.
is to empower our young students with knowledge to make
choices.
Wise choices, right?
For so needed in today's world.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I feel like a lot of parents, even some of my family members, they're like, my kids, they don't know anything about this. They don't know. They don't
right.
need the classes, da da da. And I just remember talking to them, and I was like, I think that they might
right.
know a little bit more than,
absolutely.
You know. And I can see as a parent now, and my kids are 2 and 1,
yes.
wanting to feel that. Like, no, they don't know anything about
right.
that. I wouldn't want to, you know, not keep them innocent, not mm-hmm. telling them. But Empower offers it from not a biblical perspective, because
exactly.
you're in public
school.
We are
schools. In public school setting. Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not biblical necessarily.
Right.
But you are teaching, how do you say that? Like, it is
right.
the truth.
It is the truth. It mm-hmm. is accurate information, which they get so much information
yeah.
that is not mm-hmm. accurate.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity to clear up misconceptions
yes,
and misunderstandings.
Yes.
And also, we teach the success sequence. Say that a few times fast.
Yeah.
That's hard to say. But to finish high school, plan for postgraduate work or a, you know, field of,
right.
of work that you might not have to go to college for, get married, and then have children.
Mm. Yeah.
And that success sequence allows for just blessing
right.
long term for
right.
them.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Well, I think Empower is amazing. You can check
yes.
out that for how you can be a wonderful volunteer for that.
Absolutely.
Part
we
of,
always need
always
volunteers
need
for volunteer. Empower.
That's right. I used to be the volunteer coordinator, and now, oh my goodness.
Yes.
to
so,
get people.
There's a lot more than just one way to get involved in
oh,
a crisis
yeah,
pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, what is the average person? Like, let's say they're like, I don't have any training, but I just want
right.
to help. Like, they call you, you would help them.
Absolutely, yes. So, and that's the biggest thing. When they come to us and they say, I've got a heart for it, I don't mm-hmm. know what to do, though, those are the people that we love because we're like, we can plug you in for sure. No doubt. Yeah. So as far as volunteering, if you're interested in volunteering at Parkgate, you can come in and tour the clinic. Mm-hmm. You can call Carrie is our business administrator and volunteer coordinator, and she is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And to come in and talk with her, and we will have an application for you to fill out with a couple of references because confidentiality is key for us. And we want to make sure that the people that we bring in to love on these girls have the right heart for what they're doing.
That's right.
So it's very important to us. But come on in. Call us. We can get you plugged in.
So cool.
Okay. So you mentioned confidential. So all of that is confidential when a girl comes in.
Absolutely. In fact, we even have a back entrance that is considered a private entrance so that if they don't want to be seen coming in for whatever reason, it could be just age, it could be an abusive situation, whatever the reason, they can come in the back entrance and have that privacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Help us understand the average kind of client that comes in who's struggling with an unexpected pregnancy, because for those of us that have wanted a baby for so long, sometimes it's hard to put ourselves in that mindset. Can you kind of describe what the common struggles are?
Yes, absolutely. So most common is a lack of support. Mm-hmm. You've got a young woman, it can be any range of age. Mostly we see between 20 and 30 that come in, but we've seen as young as 13, 12 before, which is heartbreaking, and as old as 50.
Wow.
Which, that's amazing.
Unexpected,
right?
For sure.
Unexpected, for sure, absolutely. But most of these women, they come in, and it really is, they don't have support. Mm. They are scared. Mm-hmm. They don't know where to turn. And in this post-Roe world, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, they may have wanted to have an abortion, but now the access to a location may be so far out or financially they can't. Now they're saying, I really need help. Mm-hmm. What is available? How can you support me through this unplanned pregnancy?
Wow. So before the Roe reversal happened, you all had several people that have changed their mind after coming and talking to you. Like any stories, I don't know, you don't have to mention names, but anything come to the top of your mind of a kind of success story of what you do?
Yes, absolutely. So in fact, just yesterday morning, we got a picture, a text to our group. So again, private, confidential. We don't share any of these kinds of things, but sent to us of a sweet mama that came in and, you know, had her, had just had her baby, but had come in and didn't know what she was going to do. Mm. You know, she had not had any care and literally had been about 36 weeks along, which is amazing. So when those women come in, it's
always seen a doctor at all.
It's mind-blowing to us and not, just not knowing what to do and no support. And then we get that sweet little picture of, you know, a little baby. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is to know that there are places that people can go even at such a late stage, full term. So even in those situations where, thank you, Lord, that, you know, we are a place of support and direction for them at that time. We also recently had a client who came in determined that she was going to have an abortion, had the ultrasound, saw the baby, and left and still said, you know, no, I'm going to do that. It was going to be spring break week. She was going to be about 24 weeks pregnant, which is so hard for me to fathom.
Wow.
But called back to our clinic because she knew that we always tell our girls, if you plan to go ahead and go through with that, come back one more time for another scan just so that you can have
closure,
complete information and understanding, you know, what you're planning to do. And she did and changed her mind.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We're so grateful for that.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Those days are just days that you're like, I know why I'm here.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And that ultrasound is a big part of what you do, letting women hear that.
A huge part of what we do.
What kind of emotional impact does it have on women?
Oh, my
goodness. Like, what part does having an ultrasound play?
Absolutely. It's paramount. Mm-hmm. It's paramount.
Well, a lot of young girls don't know that that's even a baby yet, you know, like it's an embryo, a fetus, you know.
And that's that misconception, you know, the misunderstanding of the information they're receiving about what life truly is.
Yeah.
And so, yes, sometimes we get in that ultrasound room and that screen comes up and there's that sweet little baby. And you can see the light go on. Yeah. Some of these girls, they, you know, their mouths drop open, their eyes are wide, and that's my baby. Yeah. Like, I see a hand, I see a foot, you know.
Yeah. And the sound. When you turn on the heart monitor, I don't know about you, Anne.
No,
the first time you heard a heartbeat, did you lose it?
So I was imagining being in that room with a couple one time, very young, and the dad was in there, and that heart came on, and he said, "My baby's got a heartbeat already." Yes. He had no idea. And then the mom, in my head, a little girl, she just started crying because they both just didn't realize it's alive. Mm-hmm. It's alive in me right now.
That's exactly right. So. I love being in the room. I don't need to go in often, but when I do, I just love it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime
so
I got to go in, I was like, okay.
Yes, I know.
So sweet. It's a sweet, sweet time.
Absolutely.
So do you mind, I actually texted you a few weeks ago about, I didn't realize Parkgate offered the abortion reversal pill. Hmm. That's a whole new concept to me. Right. What does that mean?
Okay, so the abortion pill reversal, and we do not actually prescribe it or keep it on hand at the clinic. There is a network of doctors. It's the Abortion Recovery Network.
Okay.
And you have a hotline to call, and it is 877-558-0333. And if you have taken the first dose of the abortion pill, it's a two different medications.
This is Plan B?
Mm-hmm. Not Plan B. So it's something different.
Okay.
So, in fact, I guess I can give you some information just about the chemical abortion first. It actually accounts for 54% of abortions now in the United States.
Goodness.
Right.
So, and probably will continue to be more as
things
are changing.
As things are changing. So it is a combination of two medications. The first abortion pill can be taken up through 10 weeks into a pregnancy, and it blocks the progesterone receptors.
Okay.
Progesterone is the necessary hormone that nurtures and supports the pregnancy. And then the purpose of the second medication is to cause the uterus to contract and expel the baby, which is just heartbreaking to think about these women that don't even know just the trauma of that experience, that they are not told that that will be.
The one person that I know who took this pill, she didn't realize how painful it was still going to be.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like actual pain. You think maybe emotional pain, but she was not prepared for
both. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you have a lot of women that take the first pill.
Yes.
And then they have this, oh no, what have I done?
Yes.
Immediate regret.
Exactly.
And they think, well, I have to go through. And you want the information that there is still time. Obviously, it's not ideal that you take it, but there's a pretty good success rate of, of reversing
up
the process.
Up to 68% of success rate with the abortion pill reversal. Wow. And so the time is of the essence, what you were saying. So if you've taken the first dose, 24 hours in from that is really the best time to have the abortion pill reversal medication taken.
And this is good information for every Christian to know, because you may walk
know
into
somebody.
And they need that hotline.
They need that hotline. And so the awesome thing about the hotline is that it is connected to doctors all across the United States.
I did not know
And so when you call the hotline, you get some, you know, information real quick about where you're located, how far along you think you are, and what time you took that first dose.
Wow.
They will connect you immediately with a doctor. Our medical director here is actually one of the doctors that is in that network that can prescribe, and in Tupelo, Mississippi, that can prescribe that medication. He was telling us a story of the first time that he was contacted by the network. He was in surgery. He said he was called once, twice, and the third time within like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Just back to back to back. And so then when he got out and called, they were like, okay, you've got to get connected with this lady right now. She needs to have the prescription.
Wow.
That lady went on to have a successful pregnancy, he delivered that sweet baby boy just a few months ago now.
So,
which is so awesome that is
a God
an option.
Thing. And that is so, we all need to know this information so we can, when you're in that situation, we will be of people that have taken this, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But to have this information to get this baby taken care of, hopefully.
Yes.
You offer abortion counseling.
Yes, post-abortive counseling. And I think those are the bravest women.
Oh, for sure.
My heart goes out to them. People make choices for different reasons, and there is no judgment with us at Parkgate at all. We just know that they're hurting and that they need a safe place to come and help talk through those choices and how it's affected them and process it. And then prayerfully, if they don't know the Lord, you know, come to know him and receive that restoration And even for those that are believers, to receive that restoration and know that God's grace is enough for us.
I've heard a lady speak. I can't remember the name, even if I wanted to mention the name. But she worked for Parkgate or volunteered, and she had had an abortion long, long time ago.
Right.
And that was, she just spoke how healing it was to now be able to use an awful story, a story obviously she wishes she didn't have, but she can use that story to now help women who come in who have now experienced the same thing,
exactly.
Which I think is how the Lord takes beauty from ashes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely. So, and it is a confidential thing, too. Mm-hmm. We make sure that they are partnered with somebody one-on-one. It doesn't have to be in a group setting by any means. It can be after hours at a location, like away from the clinic,
okay.
or something that is comfortable for the client so that they don't feel any hesitation to continue on with the counseling.
That forgiveness, receiving that forgiveness from God and learning to forgive yourself is so huge,
huge.
In the healing process.
Right.
I think we had someone reach out to us, Anne, that had gone through an abortion and was then struggling with infertility afterwards.
That happens
and
a lot.
They had a huge amount of guilt of, I killed my chance of being a mom.
Right.
And so first helping them find healing in that moment, that there is nothing that you can do to separate you from the love of
Amen.
God.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Man, I do remember that now that you're saying. Okay, you slightly mentioned parenting classes.
Yes.
So what does that involve?
Okay, and those are a lot of fun. We have, when our clients come in, if they choose and they're a first-time parent, they can sign up for parenting classes. We do that four different times through the year. It's an eight-week course, and they go through all of the basics of being prepared to bring that sweet baby home, care for yourself, care for the baby. We have licensed nurses come in, lactation consultants, people
so
that are
neat.
Qualified to speak on the topic of caring for a newborn.
Y'all even started changing diapers.
We did.
You have baby dolls there to practice changing diapers.
Yes, which is wonderful.
I remember one guy, he was like, I've never done this before.
He wasn't even
quite
sure
what
to do with a baby doll.
Yes,
yes.
But I thought it was neat. And then y'all do, after you finish the class, don't you get to take home? It used to be you took home.
Yeah, so you get a diaper bag at the beginning of the eight-week class, and every week you get to go to the baby closet and pick out a different item for your baby. And then at the end of the class, you get to take that home, and then we partner with different churches, and we have some grants throughout the state that allow for those first-time mamas that complete the full 8 weeks to have a car seat and their diaper bag full.
Wow.
Which is very
helpful
to start
car
off.
Car seats are not cheap.
They are not. They are
not. Wow. That's
I just want to challenge our listeners. If you are listening to this and you have struggled with feelings of jealousy towards others, maybe God will lay it on your heart to go buy diapers for another woman who's facing a different challenge than you are.
Desiring to buy diapers.
Yeah,
anyway.
You want, every time you pass that baby aisle, it's hard for you. And I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but that's just a challenge.
No,
I think someone listening might need to respond to that.
I love that, Kendra. And we mentioned the baby closet.
Yes.
Do you take donations?
We do take donations, and we also want to always take care of our little babies and our clients, so we only take very gently used clothing.
Yeah.
We don't have the space for large items, so we don't keep things like cribs and strollers and stuff there. But diapers. I cannot tell you how many times a day we get phone calls just saying, do you have this size? Do you have this size?
And what a help that is.
Yes.
We all know how expensive diapers are.
Yes, and babies need them.
Can't go a day without them.
And of course, if you don't have a crisis pregnancy center that you know of in your area, I'm sure just hopping online and Googling.
Crisis pregnancy center, CareNet, Heartbeat International can give you a crisis pregnancy center in your area of the United States. And I can tell you, as the executive director here, your crisis pregnancy center in your location needs your support.
If somebody's thinking, I'm going to sound dumb if I call and I'm like, can I help? Do you get those calls a lot of just people like,
We do. Yes. Is there anything that you need? How can we help? What can we do?
Love those calls.
We love those. We say yes. We can plug you in. Yes,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Real quick, can you go through your numbers, the people you see every year, minds that have been changed, things like that?
Absolutely. Okay. So the end of 2022, we saw 2,046 clients, and we had 173 total decisions for life.
Oh,
so what we do, not everybody that comes into a crisis pregnancy center is abortion-minded.
Right,
a lot of them are just scared, unsure of what to do next. But for our at-risk clients, we had 249, and so 173 of those.
And your numbers have not gone down after the post row, huh?
Right? Not at all. We are as busy as ever.
We're about to have to wrap up the show, but I think that's an important thing for people to know is that just because Roe v. Wade reversal has happened, there are still women that need care and need our love and
support. More than ever.
Our mission hasn't changed. Right. The overturning didn't change our mission to honor, support, and empower life-affirming choices. Mm-hmm. And women did not quit having unplanned pregnancies just because of a ruling overturning. So we as Parkgate and the church need to support these women as best as we can.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your heart today and just about Parkgate. I know it's such a wonderful place to work for, volunteer for, and you can't help but get blessed by these stories that you get to experience every single day there.
Absolutely.
Real quick, the website if they want to connect with Parkgate.
Yes, www.parkgate.com. Parkgateclinic.com. Sorry.
Parkgateclinic.com. So thank you all for listening in, and you want to close us out?
Join us next time on Hannah's Heart with American Family Radio.